The feel good start to your day.
Abby for breakfast.
It's Triple M breakfast.
Hey, it's Abby for breakfast here on the Goldfields 981 Triple M. By the looks of it, you found your way to the Abby for Breakfast podcast right here on the Listener app, and nothing makes me happier than that, because that means you are intrigued to hear what we got up to this week. If you missed out on anything on the Abby for Breakfast show on Triple M, this is a sweet treat for you, because I have chosen two of the most phenomenal chats I think I've had this week, and that includes one of our clients right here from Kalgoorlie Metro, Elliot Bryars. Now, he is doing all things right in the sales world here in the Goldfields, and I want you to hear what he has to say about the sales market at the moment. We're also going to be having a chat with Jamie Worthington. She is the first female coach for the Goldfields Giants women's team, and I think she has a lot to say about that. So let's get Elliot Bryars on right now to chat about all things sales here in the Goldfields from Kalgoorlie Metro.
Abby for breakfast. The Goldfields 981 Triple M.
Good morning. It is Abby with you this morning on the Goldfields 981 Triple M. Now, I have someone very special in my studio this morning. Very lucky. I've got Elliot Bryars, the senior sales consultant from down at Kalgoorlie Metro. Elliot, how are you going?
I'm well, Abs. Thanks for having me in.
Anytime. Come on in anytime. How was your weekend?
It was good. Ducked down to Perth at a friend of mine, had his Bucks party. So
Did you get a bit rowdy?
Away, but back into it this week, which is good news.
Lovely. Good to hear, El. Now, I am wanting to know, and I'm sure I'm not the only one in the Goldfields wanting to know about the sales market at the moment. How's it all tracking?
It's good. It has picked up again. Obviously, December and January, typically in Kalgoorlie, it does slow down a little bit. It's a seasonal thing. People generally get out of here for, you know, school holidays and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Things were still ticking along, but, you know, we were expecting things to pick up again in February.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what happened, which is good news. We've experienced numbers get back to where they probably were October, November. And now we're expecting, you know, the sales and listing numbers to stay high over the next few months as well.
Very exciting. Are you excited for what this year has to bring for you and your team?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Obviously, every year it goes on during what's happening at the moment. There's no two ways about it. We are in a boom and in a high market. So every sort of few months it goes on, we start sort of reflecting on what's just happened and hoping that obviously it keeps continuing.
Yeah.
There's no signs at the moment that things will slow down, which is great for everyone in the property market.
Yeah,
it's good for everyone in the property market. But obviously a fair bit to work through in terms of, you know, whether you're looking from a selling perspective or a renting perspective as well.
I see. Very, very nice. And how has the past couple of months been looking? I know that you just mentioned it was a bit slow over the summer period. Is that right?
Yeah, it was just sort of numbers. Obviously, less people looking to sell, as they don't want their property on the market over Christmas, New Year's, just for any other reason it might be. From a seller's perspective, you do have people looking in from afar if they're moving from Perth into town.
Yeah.
Not anyone's fault here or there, but obviously it has picked up again in Feb, so there's no fault on the market. It's purely just a seasonal thing for Kalgoorlie and people getting out of town during that time.
I see. And speaking of the people of Kalgoorlie Boulder, are you noticing any new trends? What's the go there?
Yeah, we still are experiencing quite an influx of over-east investment coming into town. Obviously, a place like Kalgoorlie does offer great sort of rental yields. You're able to sort of purchase properties at the lower end of the price market from what they're used to over east.
Yeah.
But still really get some really, really good rental yield. So we're experiencing quite a few people still come in from over east. Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing for the local market, you can have your own opinion on that. But that's sort of what's happening at the moment. We are experiencing a lot of people buying up from a rental yield perspective. In terms of local people buying and people moving to town, you know, renting is still expensive, Abs. So people are still looking
to... Oh, I know. When I moved here, I was like, Elliot, what do I do? You were like, good luck.
No, it's one of those things. People are obviously coming to town with the idea of renting, sort of 2 to 3 year plan, the Kalgoorlie idea. But now we're sort of jumping into that buyer's market, generally anywhere from sort of 250 up to about 400,000.
Yeah.
We're finding that part of the market is really busy.
I see. And for those that, let's say, are looking at selling or something like that, maybe looking at renting out their home, what do you recommend for them, especially for selling?
Obviously, I'll talk more of a selling perspective.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where if you are sort of looking at one time this year to get your house on the market, presentation is often key. And obviously, us agents talk about it all the time. In a market like what it is at the moment, where typically it's hard to get people in, trades to do work, painting, etc., presentation is key. So, you know, cleaning it up and, you know, trying to avoid those initial eyesores from buyers walking into your property is sort of the first step in getting it, ready for the market. you know, there's obviously tips and they're all sort of specific to each person's property.
Yep.
But what I sort of find is trying to avoid those initial eyesores as you're halfway there.
I see. Well, beautiful. Thanks so much, Elle, for coming in this morning. It's been a pleasure having you. Can't wait to do this every month.
Terrific. Thanks, Abs. Thanks for having me.
Live and local in the Goldfields. Abby for breakfast. 981 Triple M.
Now, that was Elliot Bryars from Kalgoorlie Metro. Fun fact about Elliot, I've actually known him since I was in my mum's tummy. He's a big brother figure in my eyes. So let me tell you a fun fact. It was very odd to have a chat with Elliot the way that we did in interview form. But it was all right. It was fun. It was different. And I'm happy we did it because we got some great information out of it for you and for myself, of course. But hey, up next, this is a classy chick. Her name is Jamie Worthington. She is a local legend right here in the Goldfields. She's about everything basketball. And it makes sense considering the fact that she has just been announced as the first female coach for the Goldfields Giants right here in Kalgoorlie Boulder for the women's team. So I thought, you know what, I think this is a worthy chat to have on the Abby for Breakfast podcast. So let's get her on. This is Jamie Worthington, the head coach for the Goldfields Giants women's team.
Your local breakfast show in the Goldfields. Abby for Breakfast. 981 Triple M.
Good morning and happy Wednesday. It is Abby with you this morning on the Goldfields. 981 Triple M. And I have a very special guest in my studio this morning. Her name is Jamie Worthington. Of course you know her. And I don't know if you've heard the news, but it's pretty spectacular and special. She is the first women's coach for the Women's Goldfields Giants team. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, thank you.
That's good. Glad to hear. Are you having a nice Wednesday morning?
Yeah, great. Yeah. Beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Love it. Hey, Jamie, you are the first female to be coaching this team for the Goldfields Giants women's. How is it? How do you feel? It's a very big deal.
Oh, look, it's very exciting. Obviously, I'm the first female coach for the Goldfields Giants, but also the only female coach across the whole league. In NBL 1 women. So I was quite shocked to hear that because
I'm
it has...
Gonna... Yeah. Round of applause for you, girlfriend.
Thank you. Thank you. I was quite shocked to hear because there has been obviously other female coaches over the last few years that I've been involved as an assistant coach.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting. Little bit of pressure, but yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, easy peasy. And I know as well you've got new recruitees, is that
yes.
a word?
Yeah, that's correct.
On the team this year, and especially you've got two international girls, so
yeah,
it's a
definitely.
Big deal.
So, as part of the rules under the NBL 1, you're allowed to have two international players.
Yeah.
So we have recruited a girl from the US and also a girl from Germany.
Wow.
So the one from the US is called Lauren, and the one from Germany is Anna.
Very nice. Very cool. And how does that process work with recruiting international players? Do you have to reach out? Do you have to keep a lookout or do they come to you? How does that work?
Yeah, a bit of both really. Yeah. So there are agents out there that will present players and then you have to sort of do background checks and look at film and watch all of the film, you know, full games, see how they play both offensively and defensively and see what you think is going to fit into your team. So you basically just got to come up with, you know, we need this position. And then you go from there and see who will fit and also who wants to come to Kalgoorlie.
Wow, very true. And how did the girls find Kalgoorlie when they first got here?
Oh, well, Anna or Anne, we're not quite sure what she likes to be called.
Fair enough, but she's
arriving. She's only arriving this week. So,
exciting.
Yeah. So, but
we should go meet her at the airport with a big sign. Welcome to the Goldfields.
Exactly. She's actually been here before, though. So, a couple of seasons ago, her partner was playing for us as our recruit.
So, she
came over to visit her and she actually really liked it here and she was interested in coming back and playing. So at least she knows what Kalgoorlie is all about.
Yeah, you roped her in.
Yeah, we did. And we know that, you know, she knows what the town's about. She already knows some of the girls, obviously the ones that played at that time.
Awesome.
So that's the hardest part.
Mm. So how is pre-season training looking? Obviously, I have never played basketball. So as I was saying to you before, I'm excited to learn the lingo and the terms. But right now, completely, I have no idea. So I'm excited to hear how you explain pre-season.
No, it's been really good. We've had a combination of doing a lot of fitness plus obviously on court stuff, and we have a really great group of local girls, which I know quite a few of the Perth teams haven't had a lot of numbers as such, because they sort of wait for all their players to return from WNBL, different things like that.
Right.
So we've actually had some great numbers down at training. Obviously, none of them are playing WNBL, so this is their commitment. And we've been scrimmaging. We've, been improving week to week. We've been learning our offences and what our defensive concepts are going to be. So
very nice. That's what I like to hear.
Hopefully when the girls, the imports get here, they can slot right in.
Yeah. Easy. And when's the first game?
So it's the weekend after Easter.
Okay.
Yep. We have an away game, but then the following week we'll be having our first home game.
Exciting. And then we can all come down and support the girls and the teams.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
And Jamie, who are the girls playing for their first home game?
We have got Joondalup Wolves here in Kalgoorlie.
Nice.
They've generally been one of the top four finishers in the last few years. That'll be bit of a challenge, but hopefully the girls are up to the task.
Who doesn't love
a
challenge?
They are. Yeah, exactly.
And I know I've read as well, Jamie, you're wanting to finish in the top eight.
Yeah.
Is that the goal for this year?
Yeah, we haven't since in the first 2 years that we've been involved in the competition.
Yeah.
So that is our first step.
Very exciting.
Is make it into the final series. And if we finish above that, that'd be even better.
Oh, I'm excited to come down and check out the girls' team and come back to the basketball. I've not been since I was like eight. I reckon so.
There's lots happening up there with the new stadium being built.
Oh, it's looking good.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Very exciting.
Can't wait to be able to play in that hopefully by next season.
Mm, exciting. Well, Jamie, that is all the time that we have for this morning, but thank you so much for jumping on the airwaves and coming into the studio. It's lovely to see and lovely to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Looking forward to the season.
Abby for breakfast. The Goldfields 981. Triple M.
What a chick, hey? Jamie Worthington is the first female head coach for the Goldfields Giants women's team. Very exciting times here in Kalgoorlie Boulder. But hey, that is all the time that we have for the Abby for Breakfast podcast today. So make sure to stay tuned on the Abby for Breakfast show right here on the Goldfields 981 Triple M, because I tell you what, there is a cracker of a show coming your way very, very soon for next week. But in the meantime, make sure to, while you're here on the Listener app, make sure to follow the Abby for Breakfast podcast. That way, you'll be notified each week when a new episode is aired to the app. But that's it for this week. Next week, I will have great interviews and chats coming your way. I will catch you then, and if not, I'll catch you from Monday at 6. It's Abby for Breakfast on Triple M.
Your local breakfast show in the Goldfields. Abby for Breakfast, 981 Triple M.